Tereo Ererangi o Te Mania. This episode was produced in Otatahi by Plains Media, with support from New Zealand On Air.
जलसा फीजी रेडियो और मैं हूँ प्रोग्राम स्टार्ट विनेश. हमेशा की तरह हम आपके लिए लाए हैं कुछ मस्त सॉन्ग्स, कुछ जानकारी और बहुत सारी बातें. दोस्तों साथियों, आपको स्वागत करते हैं जलसा फीजी रेडियो के 792nd एपिसोड में. मैं हूँ प्रोग्राम डायरेक्टर विनेश और आज पैनल में हमारे साथ देने वाले हैं साहिल. और जब हम लाइव जाएंगे फेसबुक पे तो हमारे साथ ज्वाइन हो चुके हैं निको, हु इज गोइंग टू हेल्प अस विद वीडियोग्राफी. और साथ साथ के आपको ये भी बताते, जैसे हर वीडियो में हमारे साथ कोई ना कोई ज्वाइन हो जाता है एज अ गेस्ट, एंड टुडे वी हैव आवर गेस्ट लुलू ऑल द वे फ्रॉम चाइना. सो हम उनसे बात करेंगे एंड वी आर गोइंग टू लर्न फ्यू थिंग्स अबाउट चाइना एज वेल, विच विल बी क्वाइट इंटरेस्टिंग. और अगर देखा जाए स्पोर्ट्स की दुनिया में, देन दैट्स व्हाट्स हैपनिंग नाउ. अभी एक गेम जो चल रहा है बिटवीन क्रुसेडर्स एंड ब्लूज, तो हमारे साथ है साहिल एंड ही माइट वांट टू टेल अस क्या हो रहा है. और अभी सेवंस भी चल रहा है जिसमें फिजी हैड वन ऑल द पोल गेम्स, तो देखते हैं आगे क्या होता है. लास्ट वन डिडंट वर्क आउट दैट वेल फॉर फिजी. और भी काफी जो गेम्स चल रहा है, देखते हैं कि साहिल के पास कितने समाचार हमारे हमें बताने के लिए बिफोर वी गो हेड विद आवर इंटरव्यू.
जी हाँ, एंड क्रुसेडर्स एंड ब्लूज लाइव अब चल रहा है
जी.
स्टार्टिंग में विद इन फर्स्ट 8 मिनट्स ब्लूज स्कोर्ड अ ट्राई, सो इट वाज 7-0 एंड अभी इट्स 14-7 क्रुसेडर्स विनिंग.
Oh, Crusaders is winning.
Yes, in 21 minutes.
Yeah, and काफी interesting था ना ये जो ठीक है जो stadium है, it is quite good news for Christchurch because every time यहाँ पे जो show होता है, it's almost like a full house.
And full house. I mean, ये game first 20 minutes was sold out.
Exactly.
And not just this game. अभी तक जितना भी events stadium में हुआ है, every event has sold out within the first couple of hours.
Yeah, and it's quite good as well.
You know what was a surprising bit? I think next month. On 12th, next month, France are always a game. And that game sold out. Jab unhone announce kiya, I went online to look for the ticket. Our ticket available nahi tha na, so I thought it hasn't been released yet.
Je.
And then thoda deri mein message aata hai, it has been sold out.
Wow. वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग. जी हाँ, काफी अच्छी बात है. बट एक्चुअली आई एम ग्लैड कि सोल्ड आउट हो जाता है, बिकॉज अगर नहीं सोल्ड आउट होगा देन आई वोंट हैव पीपल इन द स्टूडियो टुडे. आप नहीं रहोगे, नो निको एंड लुलू वोंट बी हियर बिकॉज देयर विल बी
इन द स्टूडियो
एंड अनाउंसिंग हियर. इट्स गुड फॉर मी.
नो एक्चुअली इफ वी वर नॉट हियर वी वुड हैव बीन डूइंग दिस शो लाइव फ्रॉम द स्टूडियो.
दैट्स द अदर थिंग. जी हाँ, सो चलो हम हमेशा की तरह व्हाट वी विल डू इज विल प्ले अ सॉन्ग, बिकॉज अदरवाइज हमारे पास शायद कम समय ना हो ये जो song play karne ke liye. And after the song then we will get on with our interview. Lulu is here prepared with all the news from China and she's pretty excited, so we'll be talking to her after the song.
बड़ी प्यारी है, बनड़े पे बारी है. दिल से दुआएं निकली है आज, बस हो खुशी का तेरे सर पे ताज. चंदा नग झड़वा के जमी पे उतारी वो सुंदरी, ओ सुंदरी तेरे नाम की है मुंदरी. ओ सुंदरी, ओ सुंदरी तेरे नाम की है गुंजरी. राज दुलारी है, चांद से प्यारी है. दुआएं निकली है आज, बस हो खुशी का तेरे सर पे ताज. चंदा नग झड़वा के जमी पे उतारी ओ सुंदरी, ओ सुंदरी तेरे नाम की है गुंजरी. ओ सुंदरी, ओ सुंदरी तेरे नाम की है मुंदरी. ओ सुंदरी, ओ सुंदरी तेरे नाम की है गुंजरी. दिल जीत के दिल हार दूं, लगने वहां तक यारो खुशी की घड़ी आज आई बड़ी प्यारी है पढ़ने पे बारी है दिल से दुआएं निकली है आज बस हो खुशी का तेरे सर पे दान ननग झड़वा के समी पे उतारी
Jalsa Fiji Radio, Jalsa Talent Series and Jalsa Business Series would like to express their gratitude to the following sponsors. Generation Homes, contact them for your building requirements. And Lifestyle Solutions, contact Richard Sevak if you need help with insurance. And contact Varun Jani of Next Step Accountants and Business Advisors for accounting needs. And contact Rohit Sajadeva of Better Choice Home Loans for your financing needs. And contact NZ Flames, Baba at Wairaki Road for your hairdressing requirements. And contact T. Nandan of Govice Driving School if you need driving lessons. And contact Anshul Gupta of Klein Real Estate, who can assist you with achieving a better sale for your property. And contact Monil Pratap of Majestic Stays if you are looking for accommodation in the city. And contact Danny from On The Go Eastgate for all mechanical requirements.
दोस्तों साथियों को पुनः स्वागत करते हैं जलसा फिजी रेडियो के 702nd एपिसोड में. मैं हूं प्रोग्राम डायरेक्टर विनेश और आज हमारे साथ साथ दे रहे हैं साहिल ऑन पैनलिंग एंड वी हैव निको डूइंग द वीडियोग्राफी. जो लोग आर जॉइनिंग अस ऑन जलसा फिजी रेडियो फेसबुक पेज एंड आई वुड लाइक टू वेलकम ऑन बोर्ड लुलू who is going to be our guest for this particular episode. And thank you, Flulu. Now I'll be switching from Hindi to English so that I'll be able to communicate with you and you can understand what I'm saying. Yep. And that is the whole idea. And Lulu is here to share her experience, her journey from China to New Zealand. And she has been here before to this studio, but I don't think as a guest. And this is the first time I think she's here as a guest. So, Lulu, let's start. About you, how are you excited?
I'm Lulu. It's really big honor to be here, and thanks for having me today to allow me to share my own background, my culture, and my own identities, or some confusions about the China and New Zealand.
Yes, yeah. Lulu. What we will do is we will try to learn about China from your perspective, because what we hear or what we know is obviously what we know mostly about Google, like when you do the search and that's what you hear. Oh, from the, of course, reports, what we hear in the news. But it's always nice to hear from the person who's actually lived and experienced in China. So my understanding is you are Chinese born, like you are born in China?
Yes, I was born in China. I was born in the Yunnan province, which is the southwest of China. And it's in the bordering line, like very near and close to Myanmar, which was also known as Burma now, Burma and Myanmar and also Tibetan. And my city is a really small city, unlike the big cities like Shenzhen, Shanghai, and Beijing. And my city got a lot of ethnic minorities, and we got a rhythm of the slower pace, unlike the big city. And I think my story is a different story like the most of Chinese. Yeah.
We will know during this interview, definitely when we talk to you, as we go along with this interview, a bit about China. China is the second largest populated country, that is after India. And as you mentioned, that your particular district is quite near the border. And it's quite interesting. China actually shares borders with 14 different nations.
Yep.
So that's a good number for a country. And then that is in China, and it is kind of massive land area as well. So it's a massive country when you talk about China. So obviously in the next 15 or 20 minutes, so we won't be able to know everything about China. So we'll just concentrate about yourself. So while you're born in China, and you say it's a small city. When I interview people who are from India or China, when they say small, they always joke and say, what would small be there? Is it like 50,000 people?
I think it's just like Christchurch and the same amount of the population and less developed economic and less developed transportations. So it's hard to transport the product from my city to another city. And it's kind of like we got the old mountains and snow mountains around our area. Yeah. Oh, it's just like that, small, the rural area. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if people do need to transport, because of course people need to move from one city to the other, how do they travel? Do they use road or is there like a river that they use?
I think 10 years ago, because we have the big earthquake at that time. We just used the flight, and after five years, we started to establish the railroad and also the more express road more in my area. So we started to get more connections to the outside.
Yep. And sorry to ask, when you did have that earthquake, did you have any tragedies? Like, did anybody lose their life?
Yeah, I think thousands of people lose their life. Yeah.
Wow.
And after that, people in China started to know my city at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they know we have the breathtaking views, and it's also opportunities for a lot of people come to my city at that time. They want to experience a different minorities culture and also the different views, the different food at that time. Yeah,
okay.
I think, yeah.
So we will just change the topic a little bit around and make it a bit different. Let's talk about tea.
Tea.
Yes. Do you have like tea grown in your city?
Yes. Actually, my province is famous for creating the teas. Mm. We have a very long history of making teas and planting teas.
Mm.
Yeah. And
do you have any popular name of the tea? Like, do you have any Lulu tea or
Pu'er? Have you ever heard that?
Pu'er.
Yes.
Okay, we keep hearing about Pu'er.
Yes, that is a city.
But different Pu'er. We have a different Pu'er.
The Pu'er tea, and it's very famous in China. It's actually a big a city.
How do you spell it?
P-U-E-R.
Oh, Pu'er.
Pu'er.
Yeah.
If you have any chance to go the what's the name in the Auckland?
Yes.
The cat. The bubble tea's name is have the cat.
I have no idea.
Yeah, they actually got that product.
Yeah,
they have
the
Pu'er tea.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So are you saying that comes from your city?
Not my city, my province.
Oh, your province, yes.
My province.
Yeah, it's like same in India, where they have Indian teas coming from different region.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's what she means, like her province is famous for that particular tea.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm guessing your region is cold, isn't it? Would be cold like Christchurch, similar weather?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yes.
Because they grow tea, so it has to be cold.
Mm. That city is actually humid and a hot, very warm place.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So they plant the black tea.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Because the climate is sort of similar to, I think, New Zealand. Would be where you get hot, like when we have summer, and then in winter it gets cold because tea needs that climate.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go away from tea, because otherwise I will keep talking. He knows a lot about tea, and then we will start to talk about
tea. I'm just trying to guess about the region, the environment, because I haven't been there.
Yeah.
When you say it grows tea, tea needs a certain type of environment to grow.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm guessing it's weather would be, and like it would be similar to in New Zealand. And the place you're describing, it would be close to Himalayas as well, the mountain ranges. So, so I'm just trying to guess the... I'm trying to just picture the location, sort of.
And the culture is kind of different right now. Mm. And for the elder peoples, they actually love the Asian tea. But now the younger ones is really addicted to the bubble tea in China.
Even bubble tea is coming over here.
Yeah, coming here. And we have the millions of brands in China and... Mm-hmm. Yeah, lots of great flavors, you can imagine.
I tried. I went and tried.
It's like bubble tea, artificial tea, isn't it? No.
Yes, some of them.
It's artificial, isn't it? Yeah.
I tried, but I mean, personally, I didn't like it, so I'm not going to go anywhere near that. But I don't mind the our old version of the teas, because I do green tea or any other tea. I'm happy to try.
You know what's the best tea? You go pick the leaves and you...
Grind it
and make it straight.
Yeah, I mean, back in Fiji, we used to boil lemon tea leaves.
Yeah, so we did lemon tea. Fiji tea.
Yeah, Fiji tea, Fiji grass.
Tea. Yeah.
It's grown in Fiji?
Yeah, so it's kind of a grass.
Yeah, patila type of grass.
It's a grass.
And it's very similar to like wheat, wheat grass. So if you're not careful, you'll be drinking wheat.
Yeah, but it tastes quite nice. Yes. And we used to call it Fiji tea, and we have like lemon tea. Talking about tea, maybe we'll just stick to this topic for a while, but I promise you we'll switch away from there.
Yeah.
So tea, how many times do you people drink tea back in China?
I think from my personal experience, my family never drink tea, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, but my husband's families, they drink tea whole day. Since they wake up, the first thing they can do is boiling the water and got the tea, and then they can start the day.
Yep.
Yeah.
And during the day, like if they take a break or something, do they go for tea again?
Yes.
Yep. And then nighttime before they...
The night time, they trying to avoid that because they cannot fall asleep if they got too many teas.
But if they have a visitor or someone knocking on the door, then they boil the kettle and make tea.
Yeah, make a tea again.
I think that's very similar to our culture. Back in Fiji, we do the same thing. We drink the whole day. We just need to have some sort of
reason
to drink, and then we'll have tea. As you wake up, breakfast tea.
In Fiji, I think it's more like... if you like tea, you like tea. If you don't like tea, you don't like tea. There's no in between. Either you drink tea or you don't drink tea. Same with coffee as well. A lot of people say don't drink coffee.
Yeah.
And then some of us are coffee addicts. We can't start our day without coffee. Okay, so let's move away from there. Now let's go back to your village. So during your childhood, as you were growing up, what sports would you be like playing with your friends? Would you be just picking up your snow gear and going for skiing all the time?
To be honest, that's a memorable memory. In my childhood, we have been grounded by inside. Yes. Okay. Even in the preschool, teacher for some safety reasons, they likely to keep us inside or instead of letting us be outside or playing some sports.
So you are very precious.
Yes, we are. We are very fragile, unlike the New Zealand kids here. I don't have many memories of playing the sports with families.
But do people in your village like take advantage of the snow? Like, does it snow over there in the mountains?
In the mountains, but we're not allowed to go to the mountains sometimes.
Maybe it's dangerous. Like,
it's
not
very
all
dangerous.
Sports are, safe.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah.
I see. But otherwise, when you had a chance, what sports would normally you play or people play? Like
badminton.
Rugby, soccer, badminton?
Yeah, only badminton and ping pong.
It's
very
China's
popular.
China's quite
good
for that.
Ping pong, And I think the reason why is because we're in our generation, we're all only child. Mm. So we don't... The sports, if it's need too many people to join, it's hard to find so many people. So we just join the game that require less people to join, like just badminton. It's just require 2 person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And ping pong, only 2 person, you can have a... Mm-hmm. You can enjoy your game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With me and Sahil, we are born in a different... worlds. So in my world, we can't ask. So whatever we are told, we do it. And in Sahil's world, he can ask. So what about your world? Were you allowed to ask why we are not allowed to go outside? Can you ask or you're not supposed to ask and just follow?
I think we have tried to ask, but we always had the answers like, no, stop asking us. Yeah, there is no reason. You just follow, or you just have, I hope you have a good listening. Just have a good listening. So after that, we stopped asking.
And the next one is, when did you come to New Zealand? Was it? Yeah, I'm not sure how to ask this question without asking at what age, but were you in high school or were you in more like after high school?
Kind of. How long have you been in New Zealand for? I think it would be better.
2 years.
Okay.
Yeah. I have been here for 2 years.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yes. And have you finished, did you finish your high school back in China and then came here?
I finished my bachelor's in China, and then I come here to chasing my master's degree. Yeah.
And when you were doing your bachelor's degree...
In China. Yeah.
Were you doing in your province, in your city, or you had to move away from your city to another city?
I have moved to another big city.
Okay.
It's Chongqing. It's a little bigger than my city.
Yes.
Yeah. And
it has like 10,000 more people.
You know, Kashari, you just said the city name. How do you differentiate between cities? Because a lot of them sound the same. or a lot of the even Chinese names sounds the same.
Maybe it sounds the same to us.
To us.
Yeah, it sounds the same to you guys, but it's really different.
Different, yeah.
Yeah, for us. Yeah.
And obviously the way we were going to say it, it will sound very funny when you hear us.
Yeah. Yes, but we like to say that people trying to say them. Yeah.
But I think that there's a good thing happening these days. I mean, I'm not sure whether you'd agree, but now that people are coming from other places, especially in New Zealand, so we have... people from all the other countries, and it's a good experience learning and knowing. And I mean, I'm struggling with even Maori names, though I'm from Fiji, I'm supposed to learn it quickly. But thankfully, I was quite good with Fijian names back at home.
Yeah.
But here, I'm a bit struggling with Maori names, still catching up. It's nice to know all about it. So the next question will go a bit bigger. Have you been to the Great Wall of China? Have you been to the Great Wall of China?
No, I haven't been to Beijing. I didn't got any chance to go to...
Do you know it's in China?
Yes, of course. Yes, because we have to learn about... Since we are in the preschool, we know we have the Great Wall. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a kind of culture and kind of things that rotate in our background.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, but I have never been there. I have no interest to be there because I see a many image about them. Mm. Yeah,
I see. And when you went from your district to this big city, was it very different to your home?
Yeah, I think it's really different. It's a fast pace, and every day when you wake up, you will see a millions of people in front of you, and you have to. It's really crowded. Yeah, it's a shoulder to shoulder if you go to the public space, and it's got the higher buildings and really busy.
Yes.
Yeah, it's really busy.
Because I was trying to read a little about China, and that's what I was kind of surprised, because China had these vast differences. Mm. One, it would be like slow time zone.
Yes,
where time doesn't really matter, and everybody will, you know, it's kind of the village that you wake in. It's very, very different. Whereas as soon as you hit the city, then we see all this technology, and we talk about bullet train. I was quite surprised because as soon as we hear bullet train, we think about Japan. But I didn't realize the longest train that's actually running in China.
China.
You'll be surprised. Like, China is well ahead in technology, like stuff that we are thinking they have already invented and using, and they've already outdated. it's crazy out there.
I think there was this technology show.
Because
it was in China recently.
I think so. Because China recently banned, I think they brought a policy where AI cannot replace a human worker. It can help the human worker, but cannot replace, because they've gone so advanced that where AI started replacing human workers.
So when you were studying at uni back in China, so how different was that from New Zealand? Was China more advanced?
I don't feel it's advanced. but there is one sense it gave me a big culture shock when compared that to the New Zealand. Is if you went to the uni, you don't need to rent your own apartment, because school already offer and establish a big buildings. Mm. It's have a different unit for all the students
yes.
that had been enrolled to their uni.
Mm.
And but you have to live with 10 different strangers, two strangers that you have that have the different accent, background, coming from different area of China, and the and 10 of them just share one toilet.
Mm.
So it's like one room, 10 people share.
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, okay.
Mm. Yes.
So it's mainly like boarding, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
No. Yeah, it's like hostel.
It's like dormitories.
Dormitories, I think.
Yeah, dormitories.
Yeah.
Yeah, dormitories. Mm. And we don't have the our own kitchen because the uni gonna prevent the kitchen. Gonna prevent all the foods they have been made.
Oh, okay.
And you just pay for
you.
That.
Yeah, so it's mainly like hostel, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So when you go to that kind of universities where food is provided for and you've got a dormitory, so is it included in the fee that you pay? Or does the government pay for it?
I think government going to pay for half of the price, but we have to pay the rest of the fees.
Mm.
Yeah, but it's really cheap. Just like for, at my age, when I'm doing my uni, it's only $400 for a whole year.
$400, like when you compare like New Zealand, $400
yes.
for 1 year.
Yes.
I see. And when you were kind of schooling or going to uni, were you kind of working part-time or were you just full-time studying?
I think there are less children choose to have a full-time or a part-time job because we all want to focus on our academic and assignment.
Mm.
Yeah.
So obviously your parents are going to pay for that $400.
Yes. Yes, my parents can't do that. I think most of the Chinese parents choose to pay for that for their next generations.
Okay, great. Let's move on from there because otherwise our listeners will be trying to go to China to study.
No,
actually,
no, they won't go to study there.
Mm-hmm.
Reason being, if you go to even India, China, studying there is really, really hard. It's harder than here.
Mm.
That's why people actually come here to study because there's so much competition that you have to be in that like top ranking to get through. Over here, you just have to pass to get through.
Mm.
Over that's why when she said they don't work and they're concentrating on study is because they need
to
study. They
level.
Don't have a choice.
Yep. In my days when I was in our high school days, we had to get certain marks to go into a certain school.
Yeah.
But then it just changed in the last kind of...
I think just before COVID, changed. In saying that, even with ours, it was just high school, like passing the class, that was the main thing.
Yeah.
But to get the job and everything,
we
didn't need the education that much.
Mm.
But in China, just because of the population.
Yeah, exactly. China and India. If you look at New Zealand today, then of course there's a lot of competition.
What was surprising? When I was in India, after a month when I came back, crashes seemed empty. Like I drove from airport to home, and usually that's like peak time traffic, and it was empty for me. Like I was like, "Where are everyone?"
I have the same feeling.
Yes. Yeah, it's like empty because over there you're bumper to bumper, shoulder to shoulder. But yeah, the other person is like 100 meters away.
Yes, that's true.
Okay, yes. So the next question for you, Lulu, is what's your favorite color?
My favorite color is gray.
Oh, okay.
Makes me peaceful.
I thought you were going to say red because I understand red is the color of China.
Yeah, that is a Chinese culture for red. It's our Spring Festival's favorite color.
Mm.
When we celebrate the Spring Festivals, we use all the red colors.
Mm.
And it means you're going to have good luck in the next year. And even in the Supreme Festival, some people choose to have the red on this.
Mm.
Yeah, it's well bring them good luck as well.
It's meant for good luck, and then you use it for all these auspicious occasions and celebrations. And I guess when people are getting married, they use red.
Red for the card.
Yeah, red. Yeah. Tell us more about that packet. How does that work? What does that mean when you expect the guest to bring a red packet with them to your wedding?
Based on my own weddings,
And okay. Congratulations. I didn't realize you're married.
It's 3 years ago.
Weddings more than what? That means.
Yep. We give the weddings.
Yep.
We give the packet to our guests, just $1.
Mm.
Yeah, it's just our good wishes and to show some thankful to them.
Mm-hmm.
But they also need to give us their red envelope.
Okay, so you give them?
Just the $1, but they need to give us.
Okay. I thought they would give
it. I think this one is for all those who are going to get married in future.
Mm.
So whoever is a single, like we've got Sahil and Nico, they can hear. So
no, my ears are closed.
Yeah, so now Lulu is going to tell you.
I couldn't hear you saying something. I couldn't hear you.
So you have to buy a lot of red envelopes.
Yes.
And you have to get a lot of $1.
Yeah. Oh, that's fine. I mean, we can print
your
money.
$1. Yeah.
Just
but
put $1 in the envelope.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you give it to your guest.
The guest also need to give the host like $1,000 or $2,000.
I'm going to write. If I'm giving, I'll give Vietnamese $1 dong, and on the return, I'll say you give me $1,000.
Yes, one of my friends, and even she's not allowed. Even she doesn't want to get married, but she wants to have a wedding.
Yes,
just want to get all the money back because she has already joined many weddings before, and
she's invested so much in other people's weddings. So you have to get your money back. So that's more like a pressure on people to get married.
Yes,
technically.
Yes, it's also the problem. It's a kind of problem and worried people in China right now because they say. They can, I don't know how to illustrate that because it's a really complicated problem.
I think it's to do with the population because at one time the population went out of control and they introduced a one-child policy and then a lot of them are only having male child, not female child. And now they have introduced you can have more child, but I think they have given an age limit or something, isn't it? So people are actually getting married and if you have child, government actually helps you out. I think something to do with that, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's why a lot of people are getting married now.
Yes, that's true. And and what they worry about is their housing and education.
Yes.
And there is a lot of uncertainty around our generations. So people choose to not marry. Yeah.
And let's talk about your marriage. Did you marry here or you went back to China?
Back to China.
Yeah, because I was, you don't wake up for here. You won't expect me to give you $1,000 in your wedding. But I'll accept the $1 in the packet. Anyway, so let's move on from there. So what do you like in New Zealand that was missing back in China?
I think most I love is New Zealand's freedom. For example, how we make decisions, it's a really big culture shock for me. And in China, a lot of decision makings that involved with families' expectations, the society expectations, we don't allow to have our villains, our wishes.
I think to some extent, the same in Fiji, up to some generation, where parents made all the decisions for the kids or the grandparents, and you just had to listen. But now I think it's more like New Zealand now in Fiji as well.
That's a good change.
So that's what you find over here. And what would be something that you like about China but that's missing in New Zealand? Something that maybe you miss in China?
My friend, the support system. Yeah, the family support system is the missing things that I can't have in New Zealand now. Yeah, sometimes I just feel lonely. And I want some support, but I don't have them anymore in New Zealand. But when I'm back to China, I can see the smiles and we're gathering reunion and gathering together to talk about our life again. That moment that makes me feel that maybe I have lost something. Maybe I have lost some moment with my family.
That's true. I mean, that's always the case. Whenever we or anyone migrates, they have to leave behind friends and family. Unfortunately, you can't just carry them all.
Yeah, that is a really hard decision. It's a life-changing decision.
Yes.
Yeah. What about the Chinese food? Like the Chinese food we get here and Chinese food back in China?
It's totally different. It's totally
different.
It's totally different.
Same with us, isn't it?
Yes.
Same. I mean, when we talk about our Indian food, like back in Fiji, we used to have open fire. like open kitchen.
Open kitchen, yeah.
And over here wood it's fire, kind of different. Yeah, wood fire. We don't have the same taste because it's made on oven and indoors. So it's quite different from our childhood.
Even I think the recipe would be different as well.
It would be different.
Like from China and over here, the food they get and the food
and
we get.
Back in Fiji, it's like those fresh ingredients. In crushes, that's a bit tricky. But if you go to Auckland, you'll be a bit luckier because you might get fresh. And there's always certain things which we can't get over here. And if we do, then it's all frozen and expensive because it does come all the way from there to here. But I see a lot of Chinese shops here, like Chinese. Is Costco Chinese?
I think it's from U.S.
Oh, okay. But they do sell all the Asian...
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm not exactly sure
as well. But I think...
Because they have Asian products.
It's an Asian... I think it could be that the owners are original. It's from U.S., but they're specialized in Chinese... Asian products, I think.
I'll rephrase the question. So where do you get your products from? Like when you want to buy ingredients to cook dinner for your husband tomorrow night.
I think Xinxin Asian Market is definitely my first.
It's here in Christchurch.
It's in the Recton Road.
Recton Road?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Xinxin. Have you ever heard that?
That's at Bushin, isn't it? No, that Bushin Center.
Bushin.
Yes.
Opposite Countdown, say Woolworths.
It's a joyful restaurant.
Yeah, I know where
joyful
restaurant
is.
It's opposite?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I've been there. I've been to the... Because I work quite close to that. But I don't read the name of the shop. But I think I know which shop you're in. And Costco is just opposite that shop.
Oh, I've never been.
It's a big shop. They've just reorganized the shop. So
that's on Main Road, isn't it?
No. It's in a Recton Main Road.
Oh, the Costco one, I have been once. And I think... A lot of Korean foods.
Oh yeah, or maybe Korean. As I said,
Korean
it's Asian,
foods.
But I don't know whether it's Chinese.
It's Korean.
I see. So that's to do with food. Now moving on to your next question for this particular interview. How about movies? Do you watch movies, or did you used to watch movies back at home? Did you have a
in
your district?
Yeah, I like watching
movies.
Yes. Yeah, but a lot of them are Chinese movies. Mm. Even when we're watching the U.S. movie. But they have the different name, and some of the storyline has been cut. If you want to see the movies in China,
Because my favorite actor was Jackie Chan,
and Siles
was the panda.
Kung Fu Panda.
do you have your favorite actor or actress in your time?
No.
No, nothing. But like when you choose movies, how do you choose movies? Any movie, or you have
I want the movies that more reflect how the realities the China is.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Like, and some people who live in the lower class in China and what their life looks like and what kind of stories they have. Mm. Yeah, I prefer to look watching the movies like that, so I avoid looking the big budget movies.
And when going back to your village where you were born, did you have like theaters over there? Theaters where people go and watch movies?
We have three theaters there.
When you say village over there, Russia should be considered village.
A village,
when
you talk about China.
So when you're talking about, it's not like Fiji where a village is actually a village. Over there, a village is actually a city.
Yes.
It's bigger than Crash.
We have three cinemas at that time, but after COVID, two of them have been closed.
But like growing up or back in China, is movie a industry just like India? Like, is it a big industry where it caters a lot?
I think it's used to be a big industry after 2000s and before the 2020. Yeah, that's a big industry.
Mm.
Because before the 2000s, people's China's economy was being planned.
Mm.
So the market cannot do the decision, and audience cannot do the decision. So it's a small market.
Mm.
But after 2000, something had been changed. We joined WTO.
Mm.
And after that, things had been changed.
So it's grown or is it?
It's growing.
Growing, yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's exploding.
Yeah, so I think it's getting the international market now.
Mm. Yes.
Because I think Indian cinema had international market. That's why Bollywood's so big. Mm. And American cinema, Hollywood, that's why they're big. Mm. I think Chinese was pretty much China.
Mm.
Now it's sort of expanding.
It's spreading, yeah. But I think the other thing is happening is all this technology and you can watch.
I think it's mainly to do with dubbing. Because
dubbing, you know, like, I was going to say, subtitles as well.
Subtitles and dubbing, because a lot of even like South Indian cinemas are going big now just because of dubbing.
Mm. Dubbing, yes. Mm. And while you were in the dormitory that we talked about, going back to your uni days. Remember the dormitory that you were with three or four or say 10 people?
Yeah.
Did any of them become actors? They went into movies? Or artists, singers, songwriters?
Oh, that's a good question.
Mm.
Mm. Let's say none of celebrity. Them. None of them. Because if you want to be an artist, you're in China, it's not a job. Actually,
it's just like a passion or interest, and you have to take time.
Yes, if you want to have a higher social status, you have to be like the join the bank, enter the bank, and be a teacher or work for the government.
Mm.
You have very limited choice, and if you want to be artist, you have to have a really strong personalities, and you have to be really special, unlike the other ordinary people.
Mm.
It can be really hard. It's need a really big courage.
That Gangnam style artist, is he from China?
No, Korea, I think.
Korea.
South Korea.
The
famous song.
Famous song that Gangnam style.
Ah, it's from South Korea.
South Korea. Not China.
Mm. Yeah.
Right, so I'm not sure how much time we have, but how easy or difficult it is for you or someone in China to become a politician?
I think we send him.
This is the election year.
That's a really good question.
I think we send him to try.
Yeah.
And both of us will stay here and see how he goes. If he succeeds, then we'll go and help him out. If he doesn't, we don't know him.
It's really hard.
Hard.
Yeah, based on my observations, if your father is a politician, you probably can be a politician because you got a lot of resources.
Yes.
The second pathway to be a politician is you are really good at your academic. And so you can, through some tests, to work for the government. Then you have to work really hard and to get that top position.
Yeah, okay. So now I think we might be finishing soon. So we are now going to go with the simpler questions because I think we've asked all the hard questions.
Yeah.
So let's make it simple and easy. So what you do now, as I understand, you are in a preschool?
Yes, I'm working for the preschool.
So do you enjoy?
Yes. It's a really simple, but I have a lot of passions to apply my creativities and talking with the parents here and also trying to shape a children.
You do have to sing as well?
Yes. Yeah.
So you must be quite good at singing.
No, not really. I just enjoy them.
Because whenever we get a chance, we make people sing because Sahil is our sounds coordinator.
Yes,
we do the talent series. So maybe next time when you come, then we'll get you to sing as well.
Okay.
Yeah, because we have all these talented people amongst us. Nico is doing our videography today. He's a dancer.
Oh, that's cool, Nico.
Maybe she can dance and she can sing and he can dance.
Mm,
good combination. Good combination.
Do some really red song in China. Chinese red song that have political song.
And so when are you planning to go back to China?
Not really.
Do you want to go
just
back?
Just a visit.
For visit, yes. No, I'm not sending you back to China. I'm just asking. when are you planning a trip back to China?
Maybe next year during the spring festivals.
Mm. So do you have your parents there?
Yes, my parents still live in China.
In the same district where you're born, or have they moved from there?
They're still in my hometown, and they all retired. They all retailed, so they enjoyed their life.
So when you are going to travel from here, like, can you go directly to your district or you have to go somewhere and then travel from there?
You get direct flights from Auckland to China, a few flights a day. From Christchurch, you can go to Gonzao, and that's usually, I think, between September and
November and April,
I think it is.
Mm. Yes.
You get, I think, direct flights.
Yes. Mm.
And then from there, how do you go to your district?
Guangzhou is a big hub for southern China.
Yes. Mm.
So from there, you can go anywhere in China.
Mm. Yeah. Do you have to take a flight, another flight from there, or you do travel by a bullet train, or do you?
Two flights. Yeah, two flights.
That's like another 3-hour flight? 2-hour flight from Guangzhou.
From Guangzhou to my hometown?
Mm.
Three or four hours.
But from Guangzhou, you take one flight and go to your district, or did you say two flights?
One flight.
So from there, then you go to your district. Mm. And then from the airport, then shouldn't be far away?
Just half an hour
that's
driving.
So that's... And when you talk about driving, when we look at all these clips or videos, whenever, we see all the road is crowded and we see a lot of cars and trucks, and then we have this bicycle, lots of bicycles.
Shelled bicycle?
Yes.
Yeah, you just need to scan the QR codes, then you can have the bicycle. It's really easy.
Okay.
Yeah, and some of them are electricity.
Mm.
Electricity part.
And is it same for your district as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, so it's really convenient for most of the peoples because it's really crowded if you're trying to get the subway.
So do you have any friend or any member or any person in your district who cannot bike, like who doesn't know how to ride a cycle?
My mom.
My mom. Tell your mom I'm happy to hear that just because I don't bike. I tried, but I think I'm hopeless at that.
Why?
But I don't say that to my Kiwi friends over here. It looks like everybody bikes.
Yeah.
Everybody can bike. Yes. So, that's quite interesting talking to you. Sal, do we have time for the last song?
Yeah, we've got 3 more minutes and then we'll close up.
Okay, so we've got 3 more minutes and then we'll close up. So, like during your childhood and while you were through your study life, I guess you've been studying all the time. What about sports? Like, did you ever play anything? Where does the entertainment come from? What do you do? Do you just sit with the 3 or 4 girls and gossip, or is there some other sort of entertainment?
Juggling and playing computer games.
Yes.
I think Nintendo is my best. My favorite company.
Yes.
Yeah, it has a lot of great games.
Yeah. Nintendo, is it still around?
Yeah, Nintendo.
Yeah.
It's, I think, upgrading, like PlayStation and Xbox.
Yes. Yeah.
Because, Nintendo, I don't hear much about Nintendo.
I've got the initial Nintendo Wii at the moment still. I've got that. I've got PlayStation 2.
And over here, have you tried playing any games?
You mean the sports games?
Sports games. But do you love watching games? Like, are you interested?
Yes, I think I started to loving rugby.
Rugby is?
Yes. Yeah, it's very, very furious for
yes,
me.
Yes, but it's good. I mean, it's good to watch.
Yeah.
We do the same thing. We love watching rugby and we cheer. Yeah, and then that's what we do. And that's my way of taking part in sports.
Yes.
And what about future? What do you think from here? Are you going to keep working as a preschool teacher?
In other words, he's asking what's your future plan.
My future plan? Maybe have a baby in next year.
Oh, wow. That's a very good plan.
And then get my resident.
Yes.
Next year. And also, I don't have any other choice to any plan to change my job. So,
which is good. Yeah. So I will let your employers know your school so that they know that you are going to stay.
Very loyal.
Very loyal.
Reliable.
And going back to your likes and dislikes, is that moon cake? Is it a common delicacy in China?
It just appears in the moon festivals. Mm. But the rest of the time, the rest of the years, you can't see any moon cake.
Oh, it doesn't. It only comes at that time.
Yeah, it's just a festival.
And during those other events like wedding or birthdays or something, do you celebrate the way that we do, like the birthday cake, candles and...
Yeah, we have a lot of celebrations.
Mm.
Yeah, but I don't have any interest to join them because it's a big family time.
Mm.
It means you have a lot of things in labor and house chores to do.
Mm.
So I try to avoid them.
Okay. Just switching the question again. What language do you speak?
I speak Chinese Mandarin and my own ethnic minority language and a very low level English and a little bit Molly. Because preschool required to have some Molly language. Yeah.
And back in China, how many languages do you think China has? Lots of?
I think...
Or is it just like India, every district you go in, it changes?
Just Mandarin and Cantonese.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's the same like India.
Yeah.
You have one big language and then there's a lot of small
languages. A lot of small
languages,
yes.
Yeah, and there's many languages in. Anyways, I think our time is up. And thank you so much, Lulu, for joining us. And we'll try to catch up with you again at some other time. And we'll try to talk more about other things, interesting stuff that you remember from China. And I think we have got time. I'm not sure whether Silas time to play a song.
Yes, we have one more time to play a song.
We'll play a song. And then,
before
we'll
go,
finish.
I want you to guess the scoreline of Crusaders and Blues.
Crusaders is bound to win. Have they finished the game?
No, it's for 52 minutes.
52 minutes.
So what do you reckon the scoreline is?
The Crusaders should have gone at least up to 33. Blues shouldn't be that far away. Should be in 20s.
Crusaders 40, Blues 14.
Okay. I'm not good at guessing.
It was going to be a close game. It was the first half was
yeah,
close.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. We should have asked Lulu.
Yes.
Anyway, thank you, Lulu, once again for coming and joining us. And this is our show at Jalsa Fiji Radio. And thank you so much. And what we'll do is we'll close off on our Facebook page now. And then on Frequency, we'll play a song for you guys, whoever's listening. Thank you for being with us on a Saturday night. Enjoy yourself and have a good night. And once again, to our guest, thank you, Lulu, for joining us.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bring the bass back.
So what?
Right? If you look in my heart, you will come discover I am not about another player.
Tell it.
Give me just a 1 minute yell to make it difficult, and you will see that I am true sayer.
Pick up.
Yeah.
tere dil